Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in where it caught on Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz of Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting in Amud Aleph, seven lines on the top of the Amud. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, V'chen, mi shenisha l'chocham v'hutor, someone who had a neder, went to a chocham, who was matirim, the neder, so now he can take a haircut, he can do that in Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara, ma anun kaimi, what's the case? Im shenisha koidim l'regel, he asked the chocham before the regel to be matir his neder, lo yigalech, I mean, he should not shave now, he should have shaved before the regel. If he didn't go to the chacham before the regel, Ali Galach also should not take shave, because why didn't he go to the chacham before? Says the one Kenan Kaim, we talk about Mishanishal Koidim Laregel. He went to the chacham before the regel, but he couldn't find him a Pesach to be matir the neder, only the regel. It took him a few days to find him a Pesach. Kador of Shirin Berebi Loimotso Pesach Lenidroi at Shebo Echod Mizikne Agolil. That the case of Shirin Berebi, that he had a neder, and he was trying to matter it, and he couldn't find a heter until one of the Zikni and Goli found the heter. He's down with Shimon ben Lozor, obviously, some say it was Shimon Lozor, that was his name. He was taking him from place to place, trying to figure out a Pesach to be matter the neder. Until he put him under the sun, because he was cutting, cleaning his clothing from the worms or the moths in the clothing. So Shimon ben Rebbe was very uncomfortable going from place to place and standing under the sun. Amrun Leh, they told him, if you would know that it's so complicated and to find a heter, you have to go through all this sorrow, would you do the nether? Amrun Leh, he said, no, so you're not to the nether. See, it's not easy to find a heter to a nether, and it could take some time. Veleh Amrin, and they told Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Hadomi Nolach, how did he know this trick to find a Pesach by taking something and causing so much trouble? I was serving a mayor when he ran twice away. Rabbi Chaim goes on to the details of when did he run away twice, but he was serving him, so I learned from him. He had the cane of a mayor, but this is also a mashal that he was mishamish a mayor and you learned from him. Tanit says the Braiso, Kolilu Shomu Migalchim Bemoyed Mutoyim Legalach Tor Shloishim Yom Shlovil. The same materium that we have in the Moyed to shave, because if there's a case of oinus, he couldn't do it before and he's stuck. So also, someone was within 30 days of his Avelus, he also can be matir to do Giluach, he can also shave. Is Tani Tani Osir? Vistani Tani Mutter. There's two Braises. One says the Betur Shloishim is Osir, the other one says it's Mutter. The one who says mutter, if there's both, there's within shloishim avelus and it's a regel, then you can do, then you can allow to shave. But if it's only the shloishim and not the regel, so then you have the braisa says it's osur. Says the Gemara, masniso misayel l'Rav Chisdo. There's a braisa like Rav Chisdo. That's the Gisa of Rav Chaim. The Raisa that allows Rav Chisdo is to tell you that we're not allowing the 3 days of Avelus, these kulos. Why? Because it says, Areish techfu avel of zeachar zeh, someone had a few Avelus together, a few mesim in his family. Hareze may kill Besakin, he could be more lenient to cut his hair with a knife. Uve misperes, peres means one part of the scissors. Avelu misperes, not in a regular way with scissors. Why don't you say, once you have two avelus into each other, so he's basically in oinus, because he was within one avelus and went to another avelus. They shall allow him to shave normally. You see, with the remata him to shave normally is only when you have a combination of shloishim and the regal. But if you have a tuchvu avelus, it's not enough. Shmuel bar Yitzchok boi nicho betoich shivo, betoich shloishim. Meaning, he wouldn't be machmir and ovel within the 7 days of Shiva, I understand. But the machmir and the shloishim when he's oinus, when he couldn't do it before, that doesn't make sense, he could be machmir. Heza of Chananya chavin de Rabbanon. So Chananya, the friends of Rabbanon, a friend of Rabbanon, said, Vatani elu dvorim sh'ovel asubim kol Shiva. It says these are the things that ovel can't do during the 7 days of Shiva. And it says over there, you're not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to do laundry. Now that you're saying even b'toch shloishim you're machmir not to do it even when there's oinus, so what's the difference between shiva and shloishim? Continues the one if you give on the base. Lois amos elama. What do you have to say? Ela b'shetachfu avelus. Talk about the yes multiple avelus. So then b'toch shiva it's aser b'shloishim you matim. From here you see, with the chavu avelov, you allow him to shave doing shloishim. Meaning we have multiple avelos, you could do it, and also if you have an oinis, you could do it, and now like we said before. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Matnio, come to answer the two brises, Manda Omar Osur Kedar Kerbe Misparayim. The brise that says if there's an oinis, you're not allowed to do b'toch shloishim, that's regular way with scissors. And the other brise that says it's mutter, that's if you're doing shloi kedarkor, and then if you have shloishim, and if there's an oinis, one could do shloi kedarkor. So the Gemara Safam, cutting off the mustache, we'll see in a moment if the hair is disturbing one from eating. Finitil Sipranayim, cutting the nails. He's not in Beregel Mutter, Ubi Ovel Osir. There's one brace that says that in the Cholamor you could do it, but when a person is Ovel, it's Osir. He's not in Beregel Osir, Ubi Ovel Mutter. There's another brace that says that you're not allowed to do it in the Regel, but you're allowed to do it when one is an Ovel. Mandam Beregel Mutter, Beshishim Regel, Ubi Ovel Osir, Beshishim Regel. The mandama that says regal is mutter, he says regal is what allows you to do, to cut the mustache and the nails. But if not, so oval is asur. Mandama regal asur b'sheh sham ha'arom. When we said the mandama that says, the says you can't do in the regal, is when you have ha'arom, someone is pushing off, cutting his nails to the cholamoyet. But oval mutter b'sheh sham ha'arom. But oval, there's no ha'arom, nobody is planning to have someone dying in his family. We're making both. That you can shave the mustache and cut the nails, both in the regal and the avilus. That's a general rule that in avilus we go with the makel. Rav Omar Rav said, Sofom kinetil tzipornayim lechol dover. We treat the cutting of the mustache like cutting the nails, and they're all equal in the halachas. Omar v'yimro bilvad benoitos. We talk about that the hair of the mustache is going into his mouth, disturbing one from eating. Abitzu bar Nachum Sheram Chanino, zug bo lifnei Rebbe, besofom umetil tzipornayim. They came in front of Rebbe with a shiloh. Can you cut the mustache and cut off the nails? V'yitir lehem Rebbe allowed it. Rasir Meshir Chanino says, Shnei Zugozoyo, there's two pairs of people that came. Chad Ma'amosom, one from the place called Amosom, Chad Miyodot, that place. Aloy Chad Besofon, Ve'echom Mitil Tzibraim. One of them asked about the mustache. The other one about the nails, Vitil and Rebbe. The question, what was the story exactly that we were lying on? Ke'ado Rav Shua Ba'abo, the Machas Achosei, Ve'ava Yosef, Mitzamei Tafroi. So Shmuel Ba'abo, his sister was Nifter. So he was in Avelus, and he was cutting his nails. Solika blozo legabei v'loi kasisun. Kimra blows in front of him, he didn't cover it. He was trying to hide the fact that he's cutting his nails. Solika mnosun ba'abo legabei v'kasisun. Then it comes in Nasa ba'abo, he did cover the nails. Omali min kamei blozo loi kasisun. Min kamei ad mechase loin. Why are you not covering in front of a blozer, but you are covering in front of me when you're embarrassed about for me? Omalei ma'at sobe that chovi like a blozer. You're not as close to me like a blozer. A blozer is a very close friend. So I don't have to hide the fact of cutting the nails. But in front of you, you're more of a stranger. I cut it off because I don't. The way that you're allowed to cut nails is only bitzino and not bifaresio in front of everybody else. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Yud Gimel.